Just to kind of give you information in regards to our mission update, we're going to have a video update from one of our team members. Julie, she could not be with us tonight. Her and her husband, Reed, are away, and so she made a video to share with you. And then afterwards, we're going to have Kaylee and Kira and myself come up and give an update just from our perspective, how Lord blessed us during this time. But we'll start with Julie's video first. Now, before we do any of that, let's pray. Father, we thank you for just the wonderful day to come together, to be in your presence as your people, and to sing to you, Lord, that we can, with one voice, declare praises to our awesome God and Savior. You're amazing and wonderful. And we are so grateful for life and hope we have in you. Lord, we are so blessed that you are with us tonight. And we want to glorify you in everything that we will do tonight. And we are grateful that we had song in which we could glorify you. And now as we're going to share an update, may you be magnified. And then through the word, may your word minister to our hearts. And may we be open to hear and receive everything that the Spirit is saying and doing tonight. You ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's have a video first.
Hi, church family. I'm Julie Halstenrud. And I just want to start off with a Bible verse that I think is very applicable to our missions trip to Ensenada, and that is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. Our trip was really to those that are in the household of faith, and I hope and believe that we were an encouragement to those serving in Mexico. John and Anne and their family were the ones who hosted us, and John is a missionary. They're missionaries from Edmonton area, and they've been there for about 15 years. On Sunday, they took us to a large Calvary chapel in the town of Rosarita, kind of the next city over from Ensenada. And that service was pretty amazing. I have a picture of everybody that I took before the service. At the altar call, at the end of the service, seven people went forward to accept Jesus as their Savior. And I believe that John said that the Rosarito Calvary Chapel has planted around 40 other churches throughout the country of Mexico. So that's pretty cool. When we were in Mexico, primarily what we did was served at Calvary Bible Institute, the college for Bible studies in Ensenada, Mexico. And each day we started the day with a time together as a team where we just touched base and had a few minutes of prayer. And then also every work day we were able to join the college students for their service, for a message and some worship time. And some of that worship time was really sweet and heartfelt and beautiful to be a part of. So that was very much a blessing. Our primary work was painting a two-story dorm. So we had to have scaffolding up to get the trim color on the fascia and soffits. And then we also had to paint the white color on the top of the two-story building. So right off the bat on Monday morning, we knew the Lord was there because we had a mishap with the boards on top of the scaffolding, and it could have been very bad, but thankfully the Lord protected us, and I believe those of you who prayed, your prayer covering was very much appreciated. So praise the Lord that no one was injured, and we were able to be safe the whole time we were there with no problems whatsoever. We painted for most of the first 3 days that we were there, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then also Thursday morning and Friday morning. And then Thursday afternoon, probably my favorite part of the trip was trip to the Casa Esperanza, which is a women's shelter. And there are there's a picture of me there with a little boy named Alan. And he really wanted to swing, and he was holding on. He's just a little guy, and he was holding on really tight to the swing. And we just kept swinging and laughing and giggling. It was really fun. And also, I was able to play kickball with a couple of little girls. That was a lot of fun, too. And we were able to share pizza with them and have a meal with them and their moms. So that was a sweet place to visit. And then on Friday, we also went to an orphanage, and that's another picture that I have. This is a picture of John, and he was jumping on the trampoline with some of the very rambunctious little boys. And he obviously was having fun, and the little boys were having a lot of fun with him. So that was an awesome memory from that trip. So we were able to get a whole building done top to bottom, and probably half of a smaller building. So John and the people at the Calvary Bible Institute were all very appreciative of the work that we got done. It was just a real blessing to be able to serve there and to work with John and his family and the team there. So if you ever get an opportunity to go on a missions trip and the Lord is calling you to go, I really encourage you to go. I did not initially want to go to Mexico, but the Lord confirmed to me twice that he wanted me to go, so I went, and I'm very glad that I listened to his prompting in my life. God bless you.
Hi. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Kaylee. I just feel really blessed that I was able to go on this missions trip with Calvary Flathead. A little fun fact about me is this was my first missions trip, and I was born and raised in Kalispell, Montana. I have a couple of things that I wanted to share with you guys. This was actually my first time ever being out of the country, and so it made the trip really memorable for me. One of the things that Pastor Dan said was, the first time you cross the border, you can tell that you're in another country. And the picture up here is just probably about 15 minutes after we crossed the border, and he was really right. Everything from the smells, which it smelled like sewer, to the houses, the shacks, the people on the roadway just trying to sell things to you or trying to raise money for sports teams for their kids. And not to mention the driving was a little different too. But it was kind of a shocker from the few places that I've been in my own country. So, like I said, this is the Tijuana border crossing, and we still had about an hour and a half, roughly, to drive along the coast to CBI Mexico, the Calvary Bible Institute. So when I first heard about this trip, I was like, painting a Bible college, okay? Does that really make an impact or help? But if it needs done, it needs done. Okay, I'll do it. Like, I like painting. But after getting there and seeing how poor some of these people really are, the half-built homes, or what people called homes, was kind of like, dang, okay. And then Pastor Dan explained that this college is literally an oasis for these students. Having beautiful looking grounds, trying to keep the buildings looking nice, keeping the trash off the ground, having 3 meals a day so that they can just focus on studying God's word and growing. It really is a ginormous blessing for them. And so that kind of changed my perspective a little bit, and I understood better. So that's a picture of Kira and I. That one. That's a picture of Kira and I up on the scaffolding that Julie was mentioning earlier, just starting to build it and getting ready to paint the dorms. So in the next picture, this was at the women's shelter. This was a picture of Kira and Olivia. And the trampoline in the background is from last year's team. They were helping set up, and the kids absolutely enjoyed it. They loved it. And so that was, I'd have to say, one of my favorite parts of the trip was being at the women's shelter. It was so cool to see how the Lord was blessing this specific organization, just getting to play with the kids, share a meal, share pizza. It was truly a blessing on my end. And I'll just remember it for a lifetime. The blessings that they've had at the school, I'm really bad with names, she was showing us around. She's one of the organizers there. And they have a beautiful school. Unfortunately, I did not take pictures of it because I was busy playing with kids. But they have a beautiful school and the apartment type housing that they have for the women and children there. It was just really cool and really special to see. And as I was thinking about it over the week of what I was going to share, I just kind of thought about how much it really showed God's love and mercy, that these Christians were being blessed by God to provide this wonderful place of refuge for these women and children. And so in the next slide is Calvary Rosarita, what Julie was talking about. We went there on Sunday, and the service that we went to, like Julie said, we got to see 7 people on the altar call get saved, and so that was really special and really amazing. And also, like Julie was saying, is that church that has helped plant roughly about 40 other churches in Mexico, and I thought that was absolutely incredible. Also getting to hear some of the stories and testimonies of some of the men that were in the cartels that found Jesus, and now they're becoming pastors and starting churches and helping out at church and just serving in that way, I thought was really cool, really incredible to hear. So that was a pretty awesome Sunday, besides touring around Ensenada after church. So this last photo is a sunset at CBI. And you may think, okay, out of the 1,500 photos that I did take, why would I choose a sunset? You can see plenty of them out your back door. Well, it's true that my home, Montana, is very beautiful. It's truly a masterpiece that God created. I realize that there is a different masterpiece down in Mexico that's still being painted. Although it's a beautiful sunset, through this photo, I'm reminded that God is still working. He is creating a beautiful masterpiece through His people and through His people in Mexico. If it's a small women's shelter or a mega church in Rosarita, every hour, every day, and every year, He's adding small details to His painting until He says it's finished. Once again, I just feel very blessed and thankful to be able to have joined Pastor Dan and Mr. John and everyone that was a part of this missions trip and making it possible. So I just wanted to say thank you to you all for the prayers and the support. We truly felt it and needed it over there, so we're very thankful. So thank you.
Well, that was really, really beautiful, and that's hard to top. So I don't know who decided I needed to go second, but it's okay. Well, first off, I would like to thank you so much for praying, because the hard work was really done here by our friends and family that knew we were going and knew all the risks and everything, and were just really faithful in praying and just remembering us. And I don't know, it seems little, but it means a lot to know that that we're doing something important enough to be prayed about. So this picture is of the, I think at one point it was an oven, but it's like a place where they put dirty dishes, but it's in the middle of the, I don't know what you would call it, just the place that they eat and cook. And all of the students were so sweet, and seeing them around mealtime was just really a blessing. They're all really close, and it's really sweet because you could see such a stark difference in leaving the college versus being in and around the people attending the college. They just really are on fire for the Lord, and I just, even if only some of them go into the ministry, it's just really a blessing to see that there are people that are really serious about their faith enough to go to college for it. And this next slide is at Casa Esperanza. This is Bella. And, you know, it looks normal, but it was 67 degrees. So, yeah. And all the kids were kind of dressed like that. And we were all a little bit confused, but this is their cold season. So apparently 67 is brr. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, but she was so sweet, and all the kids at Casa Esperanza were so sweet. It's the women's shelter that Kaylee was talking about, and it's just, they're being loved on, the moms and the kids there, and the people serving, it's just incredible to see their heart for just the kids, and it's really, really sweet, and I'm so glad that we got to go and love on them and play with them and meet them and take pictures in their sweet little winter clothes. This is Kaylee and Olivia after a day of painting. And I didn't ask for permission to show this photo, but I just wanted everyone to know how hard we were working. And it was hot and sunny, and it was just not like the climate in Montana right now. And it was just really sweet to get to work with the team. Everybody worked so hard, and there was so much team building, and there was nobody sitting around. Just everybody was on top of things. And yeah, and we were all really covered in paint. This is a picture of Mexican Coca-Cola. I had to put it in there because it tastes so different. It's so much better. It's so much better. And this was taken around mealtime that we got to spend with John and Anne. And it was so sweet to get to fellowship with them and their son and their daughter. And it was just really sweet. The fellowship is the best part by far of any mission trip I've been on. This is on the drive there. We got to drive on the coast so many times. It was just beautiful, and you're just glued to the window because we're not used to that in Montana. And like Kaylee said, it's different, but it's so beautiful in its own way, and it's just the Lord's handiwork, and it's so beautiful. The driving was indeed quite terrifying, as Kaylee said, and it's just not Montana drivers. It's very different. And, the first night we got there, the students had a bonfire, and they had these really weird marshmallows that I've never tried before, but it was really sweet, because most of them don't know any English, but the ones that did were really sweet and like helping us out and just fellowshipping with us, is even though the language barrier is a little hard, but it was really sweet. Just again, to see all the students with each other just interacting. And they're like all kids my age, which is crazy. Well, they were all kind of older than me, but on that note, I did get asked if I was 29 years old. And I am 17. That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, but I also want to say, they didn't ask me to do this, but CBI is an incredible Bible College, and what they're doing is really beautiful, and their website takes donations, and if you feel called to give, they really could use it, and it's going to a really, really sweet place, and they really feel it, all of the donations. Especially water-wise with the drought, sometimes they have to buy water, and it's really expensive to get it driven there, and yeah, it's just, it's hard to know that there are people your age that are in the same place in life that you are, but they're living so differently, and they have to deal with so much more than I have to deal with. Yeah, but thank you so much for praying, and if you have the opportunity to go on a mission trip, you should go, because it's a very blessed time.
They did a good job, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to add that there's two people on the team that could not share with us and who are part of it, big parts, Olivia and Ty. Ty flew from Edmonton. He is part of Calvary Chapel Edmonton, and he joined the team at the same time, so it was part of the venture of faith that we were part of. I went early because I was called to teach systematic theology there for 2 weeks, and it's something that I had an opportunity to do for over 5 years now there at CBI Ensenada. It's just a gorgeous place of God preparing young people for life and ministry. And a lot of them do enter into ministry. And the first photo I'll show is actually the students that I had in my class, which was slightly different than any other time before. If you notice in this one, it's mostly girls. I was not used to that. I'm mostly used to having a lot of guys and girls present, but the reason was all the guys that are part of the school took my class year before. So these are the only ones who were new who did not. So I only had 4 guys in it. And I wasn't sure personally what I'm going to get out of kind of the ladies' interest in systematic theology. But guess what? It was awesome. They were great. They were very much into it, asking a lot of great questions, participating in every way. And the guys there as well were just wonderful young men who have a heart for ministry and feel called into ministry. And so if you remember, then do pray for them, as many are often entering into ministry once they leave the school. So, yeah, those are the students I had for 2 weeks. Now, the next photo you will see is the picture of the whole team. As I pointed out, everyone on the team was just a huge blessing to have because of their willingness to do whatever it was needed. More than once, I saw them just step out and do something that was not on the schedule. You know, join the kitchen team and help them wash dishes or just do whatever was needed, which is, again, more than you can ask from any team. And so it was wonderful to have them. They're truly people who love the Lord and wanted to serve, and to a degree were uncertain what to expect, but as days progressed and more things were done, it was awesome to see them just flourish in the ministry that was set before them. And so in the next photo you will see, you know, again, what was being done. And I like this photo and the following ones that you will see because you get to see everybody there. Everybody had their part, and everybody was doing their part. Everybody was helping with setting up of the scaffolding. Everybody was painting. Everybody was doing something. And this building is fairly large. It was done in 3 days. As pointed out earlier, the school really did not expect that we would finish it so early. So we ended up doing another building, about half of it, because that was unplanned. And so it was like, okay, do this one. And we were able to, or they were able to, because I just told them what to do and I sat back and no. But they were awesome in that way. And everything was covered. At one point, we don't have a photo because we don't want to scare anyone away, but one of the team members, I'm not going to mention who, was on top of the roof painting, just bending down and getting the last piece of trim that couldn't be reached by ladders. So, and was completely voluntary, just so you know. Nobody was forced to do it. But their hearts were fully into it, and that was a wonderful thing. You can move, Mark, to the next slide. And again, just different perspectives, working on the same building, but everything was covered. Because this building gets dusty and dirty. There's a dirt road right next to it, so there's a lot of traffic that passes by. So it looks white now, but it really, when you get up close, it's more of a gray from all the dirt that builds up. So to refresh it, it just brings kind of a reminder of the work that the Lord does in us, right? And one of the wonderful thing about ministering to the students this way is that it provides for them something beautiful to look. And we may take for granted beautiful buildings, clean facilities. They don't. And it means truly a lot to them. More than one students express their thanks for bringing a team and doing something simple as that. So that was a wonderful thing. The next photo, I wanted also, without permission, took the picture of them during lunchtime. Just being wiped out. Kaylee, that's you. And Ty, they were just taking a snooze. Hard day work. And Lord was truly blessed by their ministry and their faithfulness. And then the final one. Just kind of closing with this one. This is where we got to go. If you wanted to learn more about the school, actually, we have new Calvary Chapel magazines that are available. In the very first page you open, CBI is advertising there, and you can see all the different campuses. Mexico is one of them. And you can get familiar with it. It's a wonderful ministry that's throughout the world that Calvary Chapel has schools that provides training for a lot of young people that are interested in serving the Lord. And I'm just going to close with this verse that I just wanted to share that reflected what was being done. And that is from Hebrews 6, verse 10, that says, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Oftentimes we think mission trips has to involve going out preaching the gospel. And there's a big part of it. But some mission trips are ministering to those who do that very thing. Ministering to the saints who do the hard work of ministry. And they get refreshed by somebody coming along and blessing them. We pointed out John and Ann, also the CBI there, Thomas, who is a director. They were just blessed. More than once expressed that they were truly blessed by the team and what they did, what we have done for them. They don't often get teams coming and doing things, which is kind of hard to imagine that that doesn't happen, but it doesn't happen as often as you may think it does. So to be there to minister to the saints in this way is helping them to do the ministry. And that's a wonderful opportunity that we always have. Now, with that being said, I want to advertise upcoming trip, which is Costa Rica, which will be in February. And I have flyers in the back that I will be passing out to you when you're leaving, just so you know. If you have one, there might be a reason why you're getting another one. But it's going to be February 7th to the 16th. Pray about joining. Another beautiful opportunity to come along and support somebody who is doing the work of the ministry so they can continue to do and flourish and expand the ministry that they're been entrusted with. As well as, just to tease you, in end of June, we are booked to have a mission trip to Brooklyn to do ministry with Orthodox Jews, or to minister to the Orthodox Jews, sharing the gospel through Life in Messiah ministry that ministers to them. Scott Schwartz, who has been here to church many times, shared that Seder dinner. We'll be with him joining them in what they do over there. So those are just a couple of things that are coming up to keep in mind, to pray for, and plan for. So that's all from us.